It is July 22nd, 2009. This is Alex Ansari. This is a special webcast. A candid talk between myself and my audience. It's been some time since I've done one of these. It's time that I do another one. The world's going through great change. Many of us have seen these changes long ago. The writing on the wall. Things about the economy crashing, martial law, pandemics. We're seeing things fall into place right now. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you exactly what the future is, but I can tell you what it's not. This stuff isn't going away, folks. This is real. They're preparing for something. A multitude of excuses, pretexts for why they're getting ready to quarantine populations. Populations like, I don't know, Portland, Oregon. You know my story about Top Off 4 and those black helicopters flying up above. And so I know we're close. At the same time, I've got my own world. You know, I would have liked to have maybe perhaps been off the grid by this point. Be an enlightened monk, Buddha. Maybe be with someone special. Maybe know myself a little more. Off the grid, somewhere safe, meditating into. But perhaps that's not the life I'm supposed to be living. Maybe I'm supposed to be here. So here I am in the situation. The quiet before the storm. I have no more job. I have no more income. I do not know where tomorrow's meal is coming from at this point of broadcast. Only in the faith that things will work out. But I'm in between worlds. I'm moving. I'm about to transition from one place to another after living 3 months at one place. After living 2 months in another place, just moving every couple months. Because these things aren't working out between some of me and other people. And my reality being too much for many people. And people being afraid very much of what I'm about, even if I don't talk about it, just knowing what I do. AlexAnsari.com, and knowing I'm aware of that stuff. And so, here I am, getting ready to move again. Shortest time ever living somewhere, 1 month. And so it literally is into the great wide open. Under the skies of blue. I can go anywhere. I can do anything. I can get in a car. I can just go. Maybe I should travel. The point of what I'm saying is my world is going through great change, great upheaval. I'm not big into astrology, but I think my Saturn return, for those that want to Google it, has something to do with this and other things. And the fact that we're going through a triple eclipse right now. A number of them between first one being July 7th and July 22nd and August 6th. I think things happening up there affect us down here. You know about my sunspot article, my theory about that? Sunspot activity, increased activity affecting people, warring behavior, also changes in consciousness. Also earth changes, changes in the world, revolution, earthquakes. A lot of change in a lot of different ways. Well, on July 7th, 2009, we saw the largest solar flare, allegedly the largest in recorded history, 60 times the size of the Earth. NASA has had a hard time getting an accurate photograph. Now, yeah, they're saying there's going to be less sunspots, but they're going to be more intense because of that. The pressure is building. The world is going through great change. But Obama's not going to bring people the change that they need in their lives. He's only going to bring them change, as in the change that rattles in your pocket or the chains that dangle from your wrists. The ones we're financing. We're paying for our own enslavement. Our children won't even be able to pay the interest off of this burn of taxes being handed over at the moment of broadcast right now, folks. They say the banker bailout thing is $24 trillion. In other news, they're talking about flesh-eating robots. Are you kidding me? Innocent women, civilians, dying you know, Afghanistan, Pakistan, my father's home country, and even he doesn't even know what's going on. He's too busy translating for the government at places like Gitmo Bay, translating the services someone's being. I've never had a good relationship with my family or with my father or with my mother, the white side of my world, nor with most women, nor with most men, nor with most of my employers. For whatever reason, I'm driven to talk about these things. And it's caused a lot of negative things in my life, but it's also brought friends into my life and some of you into my world. And I understand that words have power. Our thoughts affect reality. And it is vital to our survival, collectively, and my own personal survival, that we evolve through these crises, through these challenges that we're facing. You hear it many times, from the micro to the macro, it is still the same experience. The same level of change, if you will. Total transformation. Massive upheaval. Questioning of our reality. Are we on the right path, or does something have to be altered? And if we're not on the right path, I'll tell you folks, we're going to be in a lot of pain in our own lives and in the world. You've heard the analogy of America. America being like a crack cord that doesn't want to leave the pimp. What do we want to create to get out of this sick, demented, master-slave relationship, a relationship that has to end? Ideas are coming into our world, and we're becoming more aware of the sickness and the darkness, and it has to be exposed because this is a part of the process. Part of the growing pains is going through this emotional experience of seeing some of these things that we may not want to see, but we need to see if we are to accurately diagnose the problem and go, okay, this is what's really going on. This is the root of the problem. Think about all these different things in our world. You know, this is the burden that I carry because I believe that's right. And that it's what my soul should be doing. It's where I resonate. Talking about the root cause of the problems, the best of my ability, even if you may not agree with that. The root cause of the problem when it comes to our civilization, why we're at war, why there's so much suffering, why there's so much pain, why there's so much poverty. What is really going on? What is the root cause? Then you start looking at different fragments of it. We can identify the man-made problems, the Illuminati, whatever verbiage you want to use to describe them, the global elite, or the New World Order, or the Old World Order. There's that element, and there's also the element of looking at ourselves, being aware of ourselves, and where we pay tribute to kings and queens when they masquerade and dance around us in just the right way. There's the understanding of what they're doing, and also the understanding of what is going on internally with the body politic of humanity as a collective. Where are we? And it's about getting out of that victim mentality, that slave mentality, and recognizing who we are. In conclusion, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. This is the purpose of the podcast and why I decided to click record. It's because you're going through things now. I'm going through things. We have to keep our eye on the golden prize, on what this is really about. Identify less with the body machine. And I've learned something else. When you reach this climax of so much fear and anxiety, you really do just want to let go. Because you can realize in your own mind that some of the ways that we deal with some of this heavy information, these lives that we have, we have to begin to deal with them in a higher, more evolved, refined way if we are to expand our consciousness and own personal individual evolution. We change the world by changing ourselves. It seems to me that every time I get very serious about my spirituality, and many others have said this as well, testify to this, that things that are perceived to be negative happen to you. Bad things, challenges, falling, slipping, and you're looking up to your God and whatever name you use or deity or energy you identify with, and you go, why? In a Nancy Kerrigan fashion, why me? Why? I'm doing this now. I'm moving again. I've lost my job. I have damaged many relationships in my life where things haven't worked out the right way. I am in this on my own. Only I can get me out of this ditch that I'm in. And at the same time, try to figure out a way to fight the New World Order and keep my website updated. Yeah. and call myself a sane person, a happy person. These are the challenges I face. You have challenges you face. They are here for a reason. Without any challenges, without any pain, without any struggle, there really isn't any growth. So the things that we hate the most in our lives could really be the very best blessings in our lives. And so this is my message to you, I guess, and to myself. You think things are rough now, just you wait. This is the quiet before the storm. But the thing to remember is that things happen for a reason. And there really is, excuse my French here, an order to the chaos that comes about in some kind of way, on some kind of a level. And we should begin to question even more our reality, the nature of reality, what is going on here. We should seek to even more unplug from the matrix, from the delusions of the mind that keep us from the ultimate truths that can set us free if we are ready to deal with those truths about those things about the world, that emotional maturity to deal with those things about what's going on over there in the Middle East, the genocides going on, what's going on in the other countries, our own country, that type of emotional maturity. This is what needs to happen, but also truth about ourselves, in particular the ego. And I feel that what I am seeing now on this planet is more and more human aggression toppled on top of one another, compressing itself into this this dangerous soup that I see a brewing, and I see others that are thirsty for a way to unplug from that. And I understand that ideas are powerful. Ideas are powerful. Bulletproof, as they say, and an army cannot stop an idea whose time has come. According to the film V for Vendetta, even if they take down the internet, and sever our communications, remove your ability to hear shows like this, there still is something called the 100th monkey syndrome. Once one part of the species knows about something, learns of something, discovers something, and so do the rest. And there is something shifting. There are going to be major challenges coming our way. And I think that the path to the ultimate truth is the best piece of advice that I can continue to give you. One of the things that I wonder myself is what the New World Order itself, the fascist system, the One World Order plot, those that are controlling that, less who are they really? Less that, but what are they really, really afraid of? Whoever's really in control of all of this, who's ever really in control of those alleged bases on the moon, and who's ever really in control of the underground bases on planet Earth, and who's ever really, really behind the Doomsday Seed Vault and the most top secret space weapons that exist out there, what are they truly afraid of? And why do they want to get so many things done by a certain point in time? A certain point in time that I believe to be 2012. And if you want to learn more about 2012, you need to turn off the History Channel and the End of the World programs. They're trying to distort the information about that potential significant day. And you need to investigate for yourself like anything. Trust but verify. Whether you agree or disagree with something, you need to know why. With the source documentation, you need to do your own research. I've done my own research. I understand now what I'm involved in. I understand now what's taking place. I'm living in a corrupt empire. Genocide is being done in our names as Americans. We're barely able to bring into words how vile and sick this system has truly become. 9/11 was an inside job orchestrated by our own government, yet our own people, to left and right of us, despite the documentation that we show them, whether it be about the war games or Building 7 or the insider trading, where they have the ISI, Pakistani intelligence, gave Mohammed Atta $250,000, how he sat in the days before 9/11 in D.C. talking with Biden and the head of the CIA. Despite all that stuff, they're willing to allow the genocide to go on in their name, and this is a significant time like no other. And it's a time for, I think it's a time where our souls can really evolve in a rapid pace. if we stand up and we get on the right side of life, not to sound like a fundamentalist or a fascist saying that I haven't figured out, but you know in your heart, there is a machine that is selling the next generation of the world and the current one more death and destruction, asking them to fund the shackles on their wrists and ankles. Now that we know the truth about what's really going on, how global this whole thing really is, how can we remain silent despite the challenges I face, despite knowing if I acted different or if I was different, I would be more financially successful or perhaps successful at other things or perhaps, you know, everything would be A-okay. I'd be traveling the world, blah, blah, blah. But instead, I chose to focus on something else. But I'm not going to expect something from it. You know how hard it is predicting many of these things taking place and how being in that economic hardship situation, with no one saying so much as a thank you except, you know, a few people via email. But in the real world, me being just like everybody else, having to walk in the same line, praying one day I don't walk in the same line to a concentration camp or a soup kitchen. And so you have to go far beyond the self or what you think you're going to get out of it, what others are going to give to you, whether women like you or men like you, whatever the case may be, your own primitive sexual desires. You have to go far beyond even that, which is the hardest thing for most of us silly humans to be able to even comprehend, going beyond the body computer and the lust, sex, drive, to be who we are, to step out of the box, away from the groups, the circles of peer pressure. This is something to master ourselves. Self-mastery, knowing thyself, mastering thyself, knowing these hands can heal, these hands can destroy. We are more than just who we think we are. I'm not Alex Hansery. You're not Jane Peterson or Joe Anderson. These are illusions. These are spacesuits. These are whatever verb you want to use to describe what this body is. That's the hard thing for me, having to accept the fact that free will and volition, as beautiful as it is, it will rule over all. And that includes people's willingness to remain silent about the things that matter. Those people that choose through their own free will and volition to keep their head in the sand. I understand that this is just a ride. This is less a battle for the Republic and battle for the souls. And we can only change so much about the world. It comes down to changing the world by changing ourselves. And that is what we have power over. And the wisdom comes from knowing the difference between, you know, of course, the things we have power to change and the things that we cannot. But make no doubt about it, this is highly significant. And this is a time like no other. So I hope that this little ride that we're on continues to be as interesting for you as it is for me. I will leave you with this. Bill Hicks often concluded many of his shows by talking about it's just a ride. And in recent days, I have begun to think of another analogy for it's just a ride in terms of my own life today and all the change going on from friendships to living situation to how I'm feeding myself, paying the rent, everything up in the air during the quiet before the storm. At a moment in time where so many things are about to take place, here I am, in between my own world, as is the world itself. Nonetheless, it's a ride. We go up and down, left and right, a ride like at the amusement park. And even though we're strapped in, the ride is so intense at times and gets to be so fast that we hold on to the bars. And even though it's strapped in, the adrenaline that's pumping through our bodies gets to be just too much. We might even scream and yell and shout, even though we know and believe that it is just a ride. Still, you can't help but scream. And we just got to ride it out. We got to ride out whatever's taking place. But there is this magic of identifying that something's taking place. There is this magic of seeing people discover things, fuse information together, and then put it back out into the matrix or into the ether or on the internet or on the world wide web right here, and to see an idea, see something get groomed into something more powerful, or see something bloom into something more amazing, to see something metamorphosize into something truly astounding. And that's the expansion of consciousness. That's us coming together and realizing the core truths of so many things about the world, ourselves, the interconnectedness, the things that are far beyond words. If you remember one thing only from this podcast, as I get ready to say goodnight, is that don't give up hope, because the ultimate mind fuck, really, mind manipulation program they're using on you is to get you to break yourself down, to get me to break myself down, to get you to police yourself, to get me to police myself, and how free I really am going to be when I'm expressing myself through the verbal medium, through Access TV podcast, the radio show. We've got to learn how to deal with that tape that's in our head that's been implanted there one way or the other. Whether we think it's our own voice giving us these negative affirmations about what we're possible of, or whether it's something that's been implanted, every belief that we have now in our lives, it has to come up for re-examination as our world needs to evaluate its identity, its understanding of itself. There's no separation. So, I hope this sheds some light on some things.